All right, here we are back again with Unfinished Music, and we've got a show today that's going to be a little different than usual. Our guest today is Ricky Diamond, and I'm Greg Berger, along with Rick Moore. So what we got for you in store today is some recorded material by Ricky, some live material Ricky's going to sing with, and actually one tune where your host will be playing bass with Ricky
yes.
Diamond.
This is good stuff.
So, welcome, Ricky Diamond, to Unfinished Music.
It feels really good to be down here at Beachbrook Studios, I gotta say.
All right. It sounded like an NPR host there for a second. Excellent.
That's how I feel, though, on these things, you know, with this little the microphone coverage, yeah.
Yeah, the little elbow arm microphone stand with the foam cover.
I'm only forced to kind of talk like this.
Welcome to public radio. So at any rate, we're going to jump right into a tune by Ricky Diamond.
Yes.
And this is a song called Chest Hair and Diamond.
So that's right.
And if you're out there, tune into our Facebook page, Unfinished Music, because I'm about to attempt to send this out with the Facebook Live. So let's see if this actually works for us. Hold on just a sec, Ricky.
Oh, please, take your time.
All right, go live. Ooh. And you've got 3, 2, 1, ooh, and we're going to click on Chest Hair and Diamonds by Ricky Diamond. Whoop. That wasn't Chest Hair and Diamonds, that was the theme song. Back but to I Chest Hair and Diamonds.
Yeah. What's up, ladies and gentlemen of the world, the World Wide Web? I want to thank MSO News Sports, Richard Moore, Greg Berger, Unfinished Music, Beachbrook Studios. Well, I don't need your love, and I don't need your appreciation. I found myself in much more sticky situations. I don't need your response, no, in a timely fashion. I do what I do, and baby, I do this because I got that passion. I got my chest hair and diamonds. I don't need your fur or gold chains. I got my chest hair, yeah, yeah, and diamonds. I don't need your fur or gold chains. They're too heavy for me anyway. He throwing shade now. Your boy Rick Dickey, he throwing shade now. Yeah, that's right, Gloucester, Massachusetts. I do this and I don't give two. Shut your mouth. Electric pussy, electric pussy. Check your vibes, check your beats. Now let's boogie woogie into my brain. One time I gave you the pain, now I'm gonna give you the real ish, man. They say that image is everything, hey, but that ain't right. And I'd rather obey my thirst like Sprite. And I just might take flight and leave the city, cause I'm too gritty for these nitties. Yeah, sometimes they why you killing animals and resorting to Federal Reserve? I goes mining for my natural ice and fur. Chest hair and diamonds. I don't need your fur or gold chains. Nah, no, I got my chest here. I got them in diamonds. I don't need your fur or gold chains. Well, they're too heavy for me anyway. Yeah, this jacket ain't too heavy. I'm feeling a little bit chilly. I might have to put that back on. Just wanted to give you a little vibe for the song. Got that chest hair and your boy Ricky Diamond.
All right.
That was feeling, I felt great about that.
That was excellent. Chest Hair and Diamond. Woo! By the one and only Ricky Diamond.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind Chest Hair and Diamonds?
Oh, man. You know, actually, it was during a dark time in my life where I was probably acting out really bad, and there was an opportunity that I came across, and I half blew it for myself, And, well, I think I fully blew it. So it's kind of a diss track, but I actually don't dislike the person or the situation. Everything's a learning experience.
Right.
But you, when you get a song out of shitty, crappy situations.
Yeah, well, let me just say, to warn the parents out there, this will be a PG-13 edition of Unfinished Music.
PG-17.
Yeah, NC-17, not quite, but at least PG-13.
Yeah.
So, continue.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I was in my, you know, this weird depressed stoner dude in his bedroom just writing songs. I actually met a friend who I worked at this dumpling shop with who made a lot of beats on his own at home. And I said, hey, I sing and I rap and I write songs and I'm crazy. And let's put our stuff together. So he gave me this one and it literally just came into my head. And I said, oh, now I'm ready to write to that song. I'm going to take this energy, this negative energy and keep it negative and write a song about someone I'm mad about.
Wow. Well, it's taking negative energy and keeping it negative, but in a positive way.
Exactly. No,
or keeping it positive in a negative way. I don't know.
I like oxymorons, but I also think I, in that situation, acted like a complete moron. So if the person in the situation, which it describes, hears this ever, I'm sorry. But I still don't need y'all. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding.
So, now you started out around Gloucester playing the Dog Bar. What are your origins in terms of performance?
Performance.
And I know you've been all over the place, but start with you.
All over the world performing.
Yes. So your origins here, then, you know, your song list of what we're going to play sort of leads us through the timeline. But talk about when you first got on the stage, for lack of a better word.
Well, actually, you know, I was a chubby kid, so the first time I had a taste of the stage was when they cast me as the elephant in the school play in third grade.
Wow.
And which isn't, you know, come on, I had, you know, body image issues. No, but as a performer for my own music, actually, I went to school in Florida, and I started making my own beats. Mm. And I guess I've always written songs, but I had that, like, you know, I'm a Leo, so I have this energy in me, like, gotta be the showboat. And, you know, I finally started making my own songs because I'm like, no one's gonna do it for me. And I had my friends and I said, you know what, we gotta put shows on. And actually, it's a good friend of mine who made my MySpace music page for me. I gave him a bunch of my instrumentals and I feel like it's my friends who inspired me to even go out and perform. Because how do you find that comfort zone, right? I can do anything in my bedroom and sing for my songs downtown, but then it's like, well, now you have to, like, do it for real. So 2005-06 is when I started in Orlando, Florida, actually.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
the House of the Mouse.
The House of the Mouse. So, well, I think I've known you for a while.
Yeah, we go back, I think, you know, being both from Gloucester.
Yeah, and I guess for full disclosure, Ricky Diamond is my nephew.
I am, actually.
And I sent you...
I had to beg him to get this interview.
Oh, man.
I'm old.
You're older than, I remember when I was older than you.
I think we both look pretty good, though, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Our genes are great.
And this is the first time I've had two of my former students in studio here.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing,
this
isn't
is cool.
It?
This is way cool.
I had no idea you were the Richard Moore that was coming in, so this is awesome, actually.
Yeah. A pleasant surprise.
You really are a nice guy.
Yeah, but don't let that get out. Don't.
I won't, I promise.
Now, one of the earliest songs I heard you sing, which I actually just sent you the MP3 recently, was you at about, I don't know, 18 months, 2 years old, singing Born in the USA. We won't be playing that here because we don't have licensing for it. But
well, it's the instrumental. It's too bad it wasn't a parody or else we totally could have played it.
Well, I guess it was a parody if you were, you know, 2 years old. But at any rate, why don't we get into the first recording, Redress Your Mind.
Yeah.
And while Rick cues that up, you can tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's so funny that this video, show is called Unfinished Music, because that's the story of my life, and this song still, to me, is not as complete as it could be, but this is actually, I think, the first instrumental piece of music that I ever made that's, you know, I recorded too, and I wrote it about how I felt about the world, and institution, and establishment, and shitty opinions.
Well, here it is, the institution and shitty opinions, all with Redress Your Mind. Point our fingers, let's All right, that was Redress Your Mind by Ricky Diamond. So, Ricky, what is your process in putting the song together?
So different all the time. You know, I used to write a lot more original music myself. I mean, I write all my own songs, but I like to work with other people who have pre-existing music, too. You know, it's just easier for me, because I think what I like to do the most is write songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always say this, and then people are like, don't say that. But I don't consider myself like this great musician and like an artist and a songwriter. So it depends. Sometimes I'll be walking down the street, and if I'm depressed or I'm thinking about the world, I'll just sing a melody to myself, record it in my phone, and then turn it into something later. If there's music already there, whether I wrote it or another friend or just whoever wrote it, whoever I can con into giving me their, you know, intellectual property to mess around with, I will write to it. And sometimes the music inspires me, and sometimes a moment has already inspired me, or sometimes I just let, I like overthink it, or I'm not one of those people who usually has a subject they want to write about. It just comes to me, it just happens. Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
You got the mirror up there? Oh, there we go. Yeah, I want to ask you, and I try to, all the musicians who come in here, I'm interested in how mood affects music and how music affects mood. And I'm wondering, like, if I'm in a mood and I want to get out of the mood one way or the other, maybe I'll turn on the television, maybe I'll listen to some music or read a book. Do you escape with your music? Do you your own music? Do you find escape? Can you change a mood? Or do you want to do that? Do you ever do that? Whether it's a live performance or otherwise.
Yeah, well, to me, sometimes I... yeah, you can do that. Yesterday, I was actually not in a bad mood, but I put on a song, and it wasn't my own, but it put me in the best mood ever. And then I thought to myself, oh, I guess I am inspired by music, because I feel like I haven't been inspired by much lately. My own music, when I listen to it, and if it's mixed good, and I know it's ready to go and release, even though I took down an EP I put out a few years ago, because this is the rebirth of Dick, I will... when listening to my own music, I'll get inspired to play a show. You know, I'll be like, yeah, I do like this song. Yeah, I got to go perform this in front of someone. But really, to me, I make electronic music, right? Well, if I'm doing it myself. And to me, it's pop of some kind. And I think when I'm making music, this kind of music, I'm picturing what a show would look like. I'm picturing what I'm going to wear. I'm picturing what dancers or players in my show would look like if I can't find the band to do it. And sometimes that happens, and sometimes it's just me on the microphone looking like a fool with your pants on the... Remember that from American Idol? Sometimes it's just me wearing weird wigs and overalls and just... I mean, sometimes I just look like this, which is kind of normal, I think. I think I'm dressed down today. So, yeah, what you're saying, my own music inspires me to really go put on shows, because I love to perform, and they're two different beasts.
Now, you said you took down an EP. Why?
Because I went to Florida, and I had a show I was going to play, and I met this wonderful woman who pretty much was going to manage me. It didn't end up happening, but we're still good friends, and she, from a marketable point of view, was like, you know... this stage name is cute. I don't know why I have to hide it, Pocket Tanya. It's just a play on my real name. But anyway, she said, this is cute, but Ricky Diamond is sexy. You know, and I'm like, yeah. And then I backtracked for the 2 years that I changed my stage name. It was still me. I was still doing the same thing. But then I watched a video that my friend shot for me, and I'm like, who is that kid? I don't even look like I'm interested in what I'm doing. I, like, forgot who I was for those 2 years. And that is something completely different. I was in a relationship, and I, like, second-guessed everything I did, and I was too perverted, or I was too controversial in my performances, and so I tried to tame it down and be more cool, and so I wrote a couple songs, and I made a pop EP. And I took it down. I forget what the original question was. But
just why?
Do you remember? Well, oh, I took it down because that was then, you know, and I was like thinking about all the crappy things that had happened in that time, and I don't take any of it back. I learned a lot from it. I mean, I've had a weird, hard life, so I deal with situations in crappy ways sometimes. And this has actually been the best year of my life. And it is the rebirth of Dick, as in Ricky. Yeah.
Good.
And I'm 33, which I don't care. Who knows my real age? That was how old Jesus was, right? When he...
That's right.
It's quite a comparison.
Ascended into heaven. Yeah, well, it's a rebirth.
He's perpetually 33. So.
Listen, right. I was raised Catholic, so it'll always be in my...
DNA.
Jesus is exactly.
DNA.
Exactly.
Well, we have up next Writer's Block.
Woo!
And you're going to perform that live for us. And on the backing track, you have some backing vocals.
Her name is Megan Wolf. She's amazing. She's putting out her whole new project soon. And she's actually one of the funnest people to hang out with. And she gets me, and I get her.
And she will be in here on Unfinished Music, hopefully sometime in November or December.
I hope so.
So
I'll be listening.
All right. Well, let's get ready here for Writer's Block. I think you folks are going to like this one. And take it away. If I hit play, we'll take it away.
That's right.
Round one.
Who's this I have in my pocket here? How we doing, y'all? Ladies and gentlemen. Your boy Dickie.
Okay.
Dickie been slacking, Dickie ain't been rapping. Dickie out with a gout on leave of absence now. I know you miss it, this ass. You wanna kiss it secretly. You used to love it even when you used to diss it. And cats that gonna hiss at it. Scratching on my back, asking when electric pussy gonna feed him a snack. Well, meow, mother, whoo. Highway truck is sucking, woo, hey, hey. You can't find RT on Grinder C. 2 feet away, bitch, look up, it's he. But I stay steady, woofing at those scruffies like a bandit. Raw and organic, and babe, you can't stand it. You think I might have planned it, the palm of my hand. All premeditated, and the moment wasn't candid. Well, you a fool, and I'm a fan. You're trying to get up in my box, but your email's spam.
Oh, when you're lost, feeling down and dusty, your mind's stuck. Little diamond in the rough, all ratchet and busty. They can't get down until pick it up.
Mad competition, it just don't stop. People want the product, they got loot to drop. Baby booty burning when the seat gets high. You better get up off that rider's block. Mad competition, just don't stop. People imitate it when it sounds so hot. You keep staring at your clock. Yeah, you better get up off that rider's block. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, D, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, D, Q, R, S, T, U, V, D, baby. You better give me the beat, I give you rhythm. Call your friends, you get rhythm. Make you shake it till you break it. Get naked, go swimming. Skinny dip with your girl. Pool party in the backyard. Chicken on the grill. And my, hey, just playing. But baby, I'm just saying. If you get me worked up, well, I'ma have to stop spraying. So don't get rude or my mood start swaying. All you catty lady boys, you trying to get in my way. She gon' make me get right bipolar. She gon' make me get right bipolar. She gon' make me get, she gon' make me get. She gon' make me get right bipolar. She gon' make me get right bipolar. She gon' make me get right bipolar. She gon' make me get. She gon' make me get, she gon' make me get right by. Hey, mad competition, it don't stop. People want the product, you got loot to drop. Finger booty burn when the seat gets high. Better get up off that rider's block. Mad competition, it don't stop. People imitate it when it sounds so hot. You keep staring at your clock. Megan Wolf, take him to the bridge. Oh yeah. Little diamond in the rough, all ratchet and rusty, yeah. They can't get down until you get up, yo. I got my pen and I got my pad. I got my pen and I got my pad. I got my pen and I got my pad. And I got my, hey, hey. It's your boy Rick Dickie live on Unfinished Music. You better represent everybody in Gloucester. So come on, little Dickie, let it out. It's okay, little Dickie, let it out. It's okay, little Dickie, let it out. It's all a metaphor, you know what I'm saying, it's what it's for. It's okay, little Dickie, let it out. Okay, little Dickie, let it out. Okay, little Dickie, let it out. Make competition. And it just don't stop. Make competition. Yeah. Staring at your clock, mad competition, it don't stop. People want the product, they got loot to drop. Feel your booty burning when the seat gets hot. Better get up off that rider's, hey. Mad competition, it don't stop. People imitate it when it sounds so hot. You keep staring at your clock, but you better get up off that rider's block, hey.
That was something else there.
Well, I can only do so much in such little space.
Now, you realize we used to play music in class, but I wouldn't have been able to let you play that.
Probably not. I was 15.
But now you can.
Oh, really? This is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is great.
Wow.
Oh, let me get to, oh, I think your mic is off. Let's try it now.
There you go.
Hey. There you go. So,
that was fun.
That's great. So tell us about that. I mean, where did you record that? Obviously, that wasn't, off a home cassette deck.
Well, quickly backtracking to redress your mind, when I moved back to Gloucester in 2011, my friend Riley, a.k.a. Riley Cyrus, super ugly, he introduced me to Tony Goddess. And first I was like, I totally used to steal Mystery Train CDs from Mystery Train. I'm so sorry. He recorded Redress Your Mind, and then a few years later, when I went to start recording my EP, Junkie Pop, which I did take down, but don't worry, it's the rebirth of Dick. I actually recorded that song with a different engineer, and then I knew, like, I recorded the vocals, and I know it's a hip-hop kind of party track, but I was hearing, like, whoa, ooh, 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 like, as the background vocals, and I was picturing Talking Heads for some reason. I know that sounds crazy. But I was picturing David Byrne's vocal. And then I said, you know, well, this is a pop EP I'm putting out. I need to build this. You know, I've already produced all these vocals. Who could sing this hook? And then I'm like, Megan Wolf is like that diva in town that sings a style that nobody else really does. You know, so being a small town with so many creative, talented musicians and artists, there are only a few of each, you know, genre, the essence of a vocalist. And, yeah, I was like, come in and record these vocals. I need you. So she did.
All right, well, cool. Sounds great. I really love that song.
Thanks.
Now, we're going to go on to a recorded song. Do you want to stick with the original list?
Yeah. I mean, this is... Should I end quickly?
So we're going to hit Getaway, if Rick wants to get that one ready. So what's the story behind Getaway?
Okay, so yes, it's true. For a brief moment of time, I was in what you would call a, I like to call it a pop group, but some may say boy band, although nobody put us together, we put ourselves together. Although, they were close to, my friend's mom was in the business.
Yeah.
You know, with all the major pop stars of the early 2000s, you know. So this was just fascinating to me. And I moved to Florida, and I'm like, whoa, you write pop songs too, and this and that? And I'm like, whoa, these are the connections you have? That's kind of cool. But we had a lot of fun putting together a tour and an EP, and this is one of our tracks from LB Trev and Ricky Diamond, Getaway.
All right, here it is, Getaway.
You've been using that intelligence, abusing all that's relevant. You need to dive inside an open mind instead of choosing negligence. You say you're digging for a new life, say that there's nothing left to do in life. At some point I suggest you check yourself instead of thinking that you're heaven sent. So baby, can we escape and get away from this place?
Gotta get away,
it's such a waste of my day. I'm going out of my mind, and all my energy's wasted. There's something better to find. All I can do is keep looking, but I'm shook, and I just can't eat the recipe that you're cooking.
No, no, no. Christmas
Right. Hey.
Hey, I want to shout him out real quick. That's my buddy Trevor Page. You should really, all you listeners out there should really check out Trevor Page, maybe TrevorPageMusic.com, but he's out in LA doing his thing.
All right, well, he's out there doing his thing, we're here doing our thing.
Ooh, it's all about me today, y'all.
So, us. Up next, we have a little treat. We have a song called Junkie Pop.
Yeah, that's and we my just whole aesthetic.
Make sure we get the sound. Levels okay? All right.
I'll get my levels over here. All right.
Okay, hit it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Beach Brook Studios. This is Unfinished Music, live, your boy Ricky Diamond. The last generation to preserve what is real has been left drying about in the field. Pretty says a persuasion, gotta do what I feel, comes naturally and forget mass appeal. I got a feeling burning up and itching inside me. Buried alive is that dragon, and it's saying, come ride me. Why don't you do it, baby? So get on and get on. Never serving the lethal dose, but my ear shit so strong. So get on and get on. Just hop on it like an addict, ride it till your mind is gone. I'm singing, wow. This it'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. I'm singing, wow. This it'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. Yo, make sure that I don't abuse it. If you're in on the deal, some cats will swerve and they'll learn how to steal. It's all in how you use it. If you're serving the meal, get them hooked on it, you're turning the wheel. I got a feeling burning up and itching inside me. Yeah, oh, shift says it whispers. I'm listening and now let it guide me. Let it guide me, oh, so get on and get on. Never serving a lethal dose, but my head is so strong. So get on and get on. Hop on it like an addict, ride it till your mind is gone. I'm singing, wow. This it'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. I'm singing, wow. This it'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. Come on. I need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. And I need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. And I need to get high just to get by. Just to get by. Now just another hit, please. So may I have another, sir? I promise I won't overdose. Ooh, I gotta have a little more. I'm singing now, I'm singing now. This shit'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. I'm singing that wow. It'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. I'm singing now. I'm singing now. This it'll never stop. I got that junkie pop. You know that I need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. No, high. Need to get high just to get by. Need to get high just to get by. That junkie pop.
All right. Junkie pop. That was fun.
I mean, it was, right?
That was pretty good. So,
do you feel like a junkie?
I feel like a pop junkie.
Woohoo!
I'm going to hand the interview over to Rick while I take the bass off.
Okay. You know, I hadn't... You guys are probably used to this, but when I was taking these pictures here, so I took off the headphones, and all I could hear was your voice. You put the headphones back on, you hear the keyboard, you hear the guitar, you hear the drums... That was weird. So how do you do that?
I mean, how do I do what?
All this stuff is coming through the headset when you're recording like that. Nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You take the headset off, and where's the music go? It's really cool. I like that.
Thanks.
But that's similar to the old analog stuff where people would go in and they'd lay down tracks first, and then they'd overdub that and so on. Do you do that? Do you re-record? Do you overdub, or is everything all at once?
Yes, I definitely overdub. But I mean, I like this kind of stuff because I feel the performance side of me. Live is cool. Mm. When you're in a studio, if you're recording an acoustic track, well then it's kind of easy. You just record it. But if you want it to be just produced, you know, the CD version, yeah, sometimes it takes a long time unless you just got it that day and you can just go and lay it down. There's so many different ways to do it, Richard.
Thank you, Paul.
All right,
you got it.
So we got an interesting title of a song coming up that anybody who's lived in the Cape Ann area for the last, 50 or 70 years is familiar with. It's a song called Virgilio.
It's Virgilio.
Oh, Virgilio Rolls.
Virgilio Rolls!
So I think we all know what Virgilio Rolls are, and I think anybody who walks by there when they're baking... You know, it's like a magnet that sucks you in to buy something.
Give me that St. Joseph roll, baby.
So what's the story behind Virgilio rolls?
Honestly, okay, so, like, because I'm so, you know, talented and creative and, you know, that kind of genius.
Yeah, that kind.
You know, no, I was working at a POE that I will not disclose, but let's just say it was a restaurant, and we had Virgilio rolls, and they were so tasty and so warm and soft and yummy, and it really just sparked this whole new obsession, and I said, I got Virgilio rolls, I got Virgilio rolls, and the rest is history, Mr. G.
The rest is history. Uh-huh. But it must have been tough being in Florida. I'm sure you didn't have them shipped in every day.
Well, this actually happened when I made my return to the North Shore.
Yeah, and then you realize what you were missing.
If I could really say everything I want to say about all these songs, I would have gotten kicked off 20 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay, well, let's just stick with this version of the story. So we're going to hear Virgilio Rolls by Ricky Diamond.
Shout out him.
I got the jelly out. Jelly.
Okay, Virgilio rolls.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask, because there were a lot of voices in the background. Were they locals that they could appreciate what a Virgilio roll was?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My good friend, we'll see, that track is Pintle Lead Diamond and Hintle Flaritant. Pintle and Hintle, Diamond and Benintle.
All right.
So, yeah, and her daughter had a good old Izzy. I don't know if her last name is her mom's or dad's. I know all about that stuff. But we threw her in the track, too, at the end.
Virgilio.
Adorable. And the owner of Virgilio's knows and loves the song. And I still want to shoot a video for it, you know?
Well, I know the perfect location for the video.
Virgilio's?
Mm. No, I was thinking, you know, Scalafani's, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course, Virgilio's.
Yeah. Can we say their names? Can we talk about their products?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
It's called product placement. Yes. We get paid
exactly,
for it.
Exactly, you're right.
No, but, you know, it's an iconic place, and... I can't believe there's anybody on Cape Ann who doesn't know Virgilio's and Virgilio's bread.
I think everyone knows.
Probably the whole North Shore.
I went on, I don't know if it was Wikipedia, but I researched a little bit of the history to write that song. That was a thought out track. Yeah. That was like an inspiration. The muses came to me, and then I did a little research.
Well, we love the end product and Virgilio rolls.
Yes.
So if for the next show, if Virgilio's would like to send down a nice bag of warm Virgilio rolls,
please do.
We're a game for that.
I'm going to get a sandwich there right after this.
So all of you people out there, just mentioned that you got the craving for Virgilio's from listening to Unfinished Music. All right.
Yes. Plug.
So we've got another interesting title for the next song you want us to play. It's called I Am a Mess.
Well... That's just self-explanatory.
All right, let's leave it there.
I was afraid of that. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it.
We'll talk after.
Okay. Hey,
We Are a Mess, and that was I Am a Mess.
I'm So Messy.
By Ricky Diamond, who, believe me, is a mess.
Absolutely.
So you want to fill us in about this tune?
Well, like I keep referring to this being called Unfinished Music because the long story is that my van was robbed in 2010 and my external hard drive was stolen, so all I was left was the instrumental to that. And I'm like, I like this beat. What am I going to do with it? So I extended it and made it a track and wrote it about how messy I am.
Wow. You mean messy in terms of, like, you're a mess or you have things are messy around you?
No, both. Both. I think you are the company you keep.
Oh, okay.
You ever listen to Brian Eno? You ever heard any of his stuff?
No. Yes, but
that
I don't know.
Brian Eno, that song.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Cool. Oh,
yeah.
Well, see, I think a lot of my inspiration... You didn't really ask me about my inspirations, and I'm glad, because I think I'm inspired by, like, moments more than I am music.
And your uncle.
And my uncle, who is a fantastic bass player, by the way.
Explain that. What do you mean, moments?
Okay, so the song I Am a Mess, I was probably writing about, like, alcoholism and sex addiction, and you know, so there I am with a pen and paper, and I'm writing about, like, the demons inside of me, and then... You know, and the beat is kind of messy. In fact, if my van wasn't robbed, I would have reopened that Reason session. That was a program I was using. And I would have actually melodically changed it because I played something like that wasn't fitting with the key of it. I don't know. I played a line that didn't make sense. But, I mean, it makes complete sense because it's called I Am a Mess. Mm-hmm. So there doesn't need to be that kind of perfection. Right?
Absolutely. I like it.
That's
the artist at work.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
All right. We have a final tune, but before we get to it, why don't you talk about how people can access these songs and things you've got going on in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, so like life, my music is a work in progress, and I talked about the EP I released before, took it down, but I'm going to be putting out an album, and some of these songs will be on it, and they'll probably be different versions. For now, go to soundcloud.com/RickyDiamond. I'm on Twitter/TheRickyDiamond, Instagram/TheRickyDiamond, Facebook/TheRickyDiamond, and RickyDiamondMusic.com. I'm updating it all. And I have a party that I do once a month called Closet Case. That is awesome. It's a performance art, alternative, weirdo, queer performance art party. I said that twice. But, that's great. Go to facebook.com/closetcaseparty. You can find out more about that. And I'm going to be putting out a single soon that people know a different version of. It's my song, Free Ride. It's the rebirth of Dick. So I'm being born again, and I get to choose how to do it this time. You know, I get to fix all the mistakes, and I just hope you guys find me online and harass me, please.
Right. And you've got some new project going on right here at Beachbrook Studio.
Absolutely. We're writing some killer tracks. You are a great musician, and it's good to do something that isn't just pop music.
Right. Well, that's the reason I brought Ricky Diamond in, so he would tell the world I was a great musician. We could have done that 55 minutes ago.
We paid each other. I paid him to let me be on the show, and he gave me the money back to put plug him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So stay tuned for some of our collaboration that will be coming out in hopefully the coming months.
And this is the first time everyone's going to be hearing this song, too.
Right, so this is Free Ride. So let's play it. We've got a few minutes, so after the tune, we can talk about it.
Cool.
You know? And we've got Free Ride by Ricky Diamond. So if you've heard
world
the previous
premiere.
Version, this is the world premiere. It's a totally different mix.
The road was lovely while we traveled down. We fucked around, we made a loud sound. The map was ugly, but it got us there. Well, I needed some direction, so I just didn't care. Sitting passenger side of the ride, my wretched attitude. I bet you miss it, I bet you miss it. It's the last you gon' see in my ass, cause the bike ain't built for two. Now you can kiss it. Now you can kiss it. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. to say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. Free ride. Tough times, you were steady, keep ballin'. Speedball, speed dial, you be callin'. Make money, put it all in. Pretty penny, it's a pity when you're done free falling. Learned everything I needed to know. Cruise control straight through the snow. Too slow, no time to blow. I'm afraid it's time to go. Sitting passenger side of the ride, my wretched attitude. I bet you miss it. I bet you miss it. It's the last you gon' see in my ass, cause the bike ain't built for two. Now you can kiss it. Now you can kiss it. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. Free ride. I'm taking back the missing part of my soul. Fuck it, I'll do it on my own. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. I'm sick and tired of your free ride. Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. That's right, I'm sick and tired. Let's cut our ties. Let's say goodbye. Free ride.
That was Free Ride by Ricky Diamond, and that certainly is pretty different from the version that I heard a couple of years ago, actually. How
Hashtag rebirth of
rebirth.
Dick.
So tell us about the metamorphosis to this new version.
Well, I'm always trying to, you know, I don't want to say be successful, but I want to move forward. I want to try new things. I think a lot of people think I'm this... I am a Leo, but they think I'm this, like, diva. It's got to be one way or no way. And truthfully, I just want to work with producers who want to produce me based on what they think I can do. And these dudes in Orlando, who I had a mutual friend of, I just gave them my old Pro Tools session, and I said, do what you will. And I didn't know what to walk into. And then when I went into the studio, I recorded the vocals completely over, and it was this big, like, I don't know, trap house R&B song, which I don't even know if you guys know what that means. I don't even know what that means. but it's pop, and it sounds commercial. And you know what? Who cares? I love it. I think this is a big song. I was proud of what they did combined with what I had already done. And I'm going to release it as a single soon. And you guys just got like the ultimate bootleg version of it. So I hope you like that.
It's very rich in sound, tremendous sound, and
the producer is great.
And it's just incredible. It jumps to the, you know, through the ether, and very emotional song.
Thanks. Yeah, it's funny because I got to redo the vocals, I changed the lyrics a little bit in some places, and I got to include one more person that affected my life somehow through those lyrics into the song. So it's complete. Yeah.
Yeah.
The old one I'll probably release as well when I'm starting to put this project out again.
You did all the voices on that?
I did all the voices. Tremendous. I think some auto-tune aliens helped out, though.
He did all the voices.
Yes.
For all the voices in his head just got to come out.
They all came out. Yeah. In a 3.5 minute track.
All right. Well, thanks for coming. I almost called you by your real name, Ricky.
Well, Richard did earlier, but that's okay. Everybody knows who I am. It ain't no joke. We got the internet.
All right.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me, guys.
We got a couple minutes. Let me ask you about that. Let me ask you about the stage name.
Let's go for it.
What does that do? How do you?
It makes you insane.
Okay.
It makes you absolutely crazy. And when you're already crazy. Well, I think the reason I changed it for a while, too, is because I was sick of thinking that people thought that I thought that I was this completely different person, forgetting that it's performance art and it's just art in general. And I don't think Paul Catania is the name and the voice behind everything I've done. I think Ricky Diamond is. Dick Diamond. I'm shining and I'm still dirty. And I think it works out perfectly. And he is back and he will never die. So
does it for me. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ricky Diamond. Appreciate you coming in. And we've got just want to thank our sponsor, Extreme Truck and Auto Repair, which is extremetruckandautorepair.com. Fort DeConnellan Road, 978-281-0339. And coming up on Unfinished Music, we have Jeff Small and John Jerome will be in on October 12th. And October 27th, Chelsea Berry will be joining us. So we'd love to know what you think. So go on to our Facebook page at Unfinished Music. Send us a message. You can email me at greg@gregverga.com. So thank you all for spending the last hour with us. And we hope to see you here in a couple weeks. See you later.